I once asked, if you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment? Now I know the answer to that question. Trump's account posted on Truth Social, his social media platform. Quite a revelation from the man who previously mocked those who chose to stay quiet under questioning. The answer, at least to those who have listened to him these past long years, is that answering truthfully is not part of his job description and would open him up to charges of perjury. Lying under oath is a little different than continuous lying in public. Ask Alex Jones. These are tough times for the present exile. Multiple grand jury inquiries, FBI raids on his party house, loss of his Twitter mouthpiece, a January 6th congressional investigation that plays like a viral miniseries on nearly every station and occasionally even Fox. Witch Hunting, Season 2. It's interesting how many Republican allies jumped to his defense when the FBI came to Mar-a-Lago with a search warrant, looking for boxes moved from the White House containing classified documents belonging to the National Archives, a crime punishable by fines and/or prison time. Trump is above the law, according to his defenders, evidently. Nothing new there. I suspect the outrage reflects a fear of similar warrants for various crimes and misdemeanors his sycophant acolytes committed prior to January 6th. A sense that the waves are crashing in, and it's too late for the rats to abandon a sinking ship. What I have a hard time understanding is the poor schmucks out there in Facebook land who think this guy was the greatest president of all time. A guy who should get a pass when he breaks the law, when he incites a crowd to violence, who supports white nationalists and dog whistles racist dogma. I heard friends say they voted for him because he was a good businessman. So was Bernie Madoff and Al Capone. And I voted for Hillary because she made the cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Give me a break. These folks know he broke the law. Repeatedly. They just don't give a damn. Maybe they honestly believe he had an election stolen from him. Just that deep state keeping those Venezuela voting machines from being investigated. I honestly don't get it anymore. Facts don't matter. Truth is a joke. Trump is innocent before we can prove him guilty. The Republican Party is betting they can keep these folks in the dark, betting that the country won't turn completely fascist, that they can ride this tiger. Me, I think all bets are off.